Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. And hey, it reminds me of old times. My dog Angel was right here. And when I first started the program a long time ago, she was just a puppy. And that was some 4 years ago. And so, but she's right here. And so it just reminded me of that. And so hopefully she'll be good. When she was a puppy, she was a little crazy. But hopefully she's calmed down a little bit. And hopefully we've all calmed down a little bit. But you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, if you don't know what you're listening to. And I am your host. I'm Psychic Medium Michael. And if you would like to be a part of the program, I have no callers at the moment. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. And if you're new to Blog Talk Radio or new to my program, welcome to Blog Talk and welcome to my show. And also, if you do call in, you do need to push that one, and then you get to talk to Rose, who does screen my calls and does a wonderful job. Hi, Rose. Thank you for being here today. And so you get to talk to her. Again, the call-in number, 347-327-9316. If you don't call in, then you get to hear me talk. Well, you get to hear me talk anyhow, but so we'll see where spirit leads us. I didn't even pull a card for the show. I don't even have my cards in here with me, actually. And so, but that's okay. I can read without cards. And, you know, the one that I think that Spirit wants me to share with you is, you know, a lot of times that we just need to lean on one another and we need to do that. So today I'm going to, we haven't done this for a long time on the program. So if you need prayer today, and we're going to do prayer here in a minute, because there's a lot of things on my mind that I need prayer for. And so if you need prayer today, you can call into the program. That's 347-327-9316. I will also answer your questions. We're really going to focus on prayer today. And if you don't want to do that on air and people hear your voice and all that stuff, you can the business email is up, and it is You Are Awakening. You Are Awakening. That's YOU. AREAWAKENING. That's a tongue twister. Try to say that a few times. YourAwakening@gmail.com. All right. If you would like to send in your prayer request, that email is up, and I would know that. So I'm going to request prayer for my mom. If anybody's been following my Twitter account, a lot of you know that my mother went into the hospital yesterday with bronchitis. And first of all, I thought it was pneumonia. Then Dad came home and he said it's bronchitis. Neither one of those are good. Anyhow, so we're going to go ahead and pray for her. And she's been having a lot of problems lately with her thinking and stuff. She is up in years a little bit. So we're going to pray for my mom. I would appreciate it so much. Also, pray for me. There are some things that I'm working on, changes, some things like that. So I want to be sure that I take the right steps forward. You know, we have to always pray about that. Let's see, what else do we need to pray about? Just pray for our country, our world. You know, if you haven't looked around lately, our world's in a little chaos. Or at least it looks that way. It depends on your perception of things. And so, but just look at that. And we're going to pray about our world and a whole bunch of things. Okay, we'll just let Spirit lead us. That's the best way. I try to live my life every day by letting Spirit lead me. And, you know, if you try to tune into the program earlier, we were scheduled earlier, but I don't know about you, and Rose and I were talking about this earlier. There's just a lot of craziness going on, and I thought we were out of Mercury retrograde. And yesterday, I had some problems with my computer. I was having some issues this morning with Blog Talk. So I don't know, but they're saying that it's over, but I don't know, guys. So maybe you're having issues too. So if you're having problems, you know, those things will pass. Those things will clear up. So let's go ahead and open with prayer. And but I do appreciate you being here. And then we're going to open with a song. We always open with a song. Call number is 347 327 9316. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do in our lives, and seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love. I thank you that no matter what is going on in our lives, that we can lean on you. And Father, Mother, God, I don't know what I would do without you, honestly. You know, when I look around, sometimes I just like everybody else, you know, sometimes I think, man, are things going to get better? And I know the answer to that is yes, because you said that you would never leave us, you would never forsake us, that you will always be with us. And so the answer to things are going to get better is yes. Father, Mother, God, sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes, you know, we just get a little upset and we get a little impatient. But Father, Mother, God, I know that there's a better world coming, and I want to hold on to see that. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, while I'm thanking you for things, I thank you for my mom. I thank you for her giving birth to me and for her putting me on this planet. And Father, Mother, God, right now she's laying in a hospital bed and she needs your help. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just touch her right now. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I send energy into my mom right now. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, and I speak to this illness that is inside of her, and I say, you have to go away. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the improvement that I'm going to be seeing in my mom later when I see her in person, and that she is feeling a lot better than she was. We thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my sister. She's not feeling well either. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would help her. Father, Mother, God, today she needs your help. And we ask you to bless her and my dad and everybody in my family and everybody in the world, actually. But right now, focusing on my family. Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for my listeners. Let's turn the focus on them. And I'll shine the light of love upon them. And Father, Mother, God, I pray from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet that they would be blessed abundantly in every area of their life. And Father, Mother, God, let us get out of the lacking thinking that we have, and let's get into the possibility thinking that you want us to step into. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you right now for the angels that are surrounding my listeners live and archived. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I just felt something move, Father, Mother, God, and I just thank you for breaking whatever was holding them back out of the way, and that they are busting out towards their future. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray that you surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Looks like we got some callers popped up, and so we'll let Rose cream those. And while she's doing that, let's go ahead and put on a song, actually. And how about this one? We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. went out and got my cards during that little break there. And from my, it just doesn't seem right if I don't pull a card for the show. So I'm going to go ahead and pull a card for the show. It just didn't seem right to me. And so it comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Dream card. And it says, something is revealed, insight, breakthrough. I love the word breakthrough. Let's focus on the word breakthrough. I want you to say that with me, actually. Let's say breakthrough together. Come on. You can say it. Come on. Breakthrough. You know, and a lot of us are dealing with stuff. We live in a real world, guys. We live in a world that just pours out on us. And sometimes it can get a little crazy. It can get a little chaotic. But breakthrough is coming. You know, we got to just focus on that. You know, I think a lot of times we focus on the problems. We don't focus on the solution. And the solution is within you already. It's the spirit within you. So today, I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what is going on in your life. We're going to see breakthrough coming. We're going to see, you know, if you're dealing with depression today, by the end of today, I want you to be able to write me and say, you know what, Michael, I'm feeling happier. If you're struggling financially, you know, I'm going to say, you know, hey, Michael, you know, it's a miracle. Somebody just walked up to my door and brought me an envelope with some money in it. Because spirit can do that. But we are limiting spirit. We are holding spirit back. You're going, how? Because we don't believe it's going to happen. And if we don't believe it's going to happen, then it ain't going to happen. It just can't. It won't. Yeah. Yeah. Breakthrough, not breakdown. You know, spirit understands when we get down. You know that? You know, spirit knows that. You know, almost every spiritual teacher that's ever walked this planet has struggled. There's not a spiritual leader, not a spiritual person, not an ascended master that has not walked on this planet that didn't have a day. But they got through because they believed in what they believed. Something was revealed to them. They saw a future ahead. And that's what we have to do. Even in our darkest night, we have to see that things are going to get better. Something is revealed, that insight. And then that leads to that breakthrough moment. There have been many breakthrough moments in my life, many things that Spirit has helped me through. And I'm so thankful for that. So thankful. You know, right now it's raining and I'm looking out the windows and I'm watching these people playing disc golf right outside my window here. And you know, they're just pushing through. You know, they're still having fun. You know, even if it is a little rainy out there, they're still having fun. And in the midst of our problems, we still can have fun. We got to look for those shining moments. You know, sometimes it's a little hard. Sometimes it's a little hard to see those shining moments. But they're there, okay? All right. So that's the card for the show. Let's go ahead and let's give you the call-in number. If maybe you just tuned in, maybe you don't even know I'm on air yet. So it is 347-327-9316. Again, 347-327-9316. I am taking your calls. I am answering your questions, which I'm about to do for Lynn. Hi, Lynn. I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering what you see. I've been off work for about a year now because I have a workers' comp case going on.
Okay.
And do you see that being positive?
Okay. Now, how long has the case been going on? The case has been going on for how long?
About a year now.
About a year. Okay. All right. I do see resolution. I do see positive resolution on this. I will tell you that I don't see a resolution on this really until about September Could be a little earlier than that. I'm hoping so. But right now, I wouldn't see anything until about September on this. But when it does finally get resolved here, you are going to get some money. They are going to help you out here. You know, anytime that we have problems, sometimes, you know, there's people out there that don't want to let go of the money, but they're going to have to help you. And so I definitely see that, but I wouldn't see it until September, okay?
That's about the time frame.
Okay,
yeah,
because I see about September. I would be surprised if you called me in October and said, "Hey, Michael, it didn't work out." I'd be totally shocked, actually, because I'm seeing about that second week in September here. With everything inside of me, I'm going to say it's there, okay?
Well, thank you, Michael.
No problem. And the one thing I want you to do is the one thing that Spirit wants you to do here is get a number in your head and focus on that number and manifest that number, okay? We still got a month here to manifest what you need and what you want, and it's okay to dream big. I'm telling you, it's okay to dream big. I don't believe in a spirit with limitations. You know, Spirit can do all kinds of amazing things. And so we'll let Spirit bless you, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome,
Lynn.
Thank
you.
You're all right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Yeah, the call-in number to this program, if you're just listening and you would like to talk to me, it is 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. Let's talk to my good buddy, Woody. Hi, Woody.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. How are you? It's a question.
Okay. I would like to see what you see coming from me, like relationship-wise and whatever.
Okay.
I see you have.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Is there somebody that you're interested in or somebody you're already around? Because I see somebody around you.
No. I just meant kind of network and
do some
career thing, but no.
Okay, all right. Because I keep picking up somebody. Let me look at this a little closer, okay? Because I keep seeing somebody around you. I keep seeing a woman around you. Now, I believe that the woman I'm seeing, Woody, I'm gonna say it's not a romantic thing that I'm seeing. I feel like that there's going to be a woman that works with you guys with the music stuff. I keep seeing music stuff with this woman. Now, and I think I've talked to you one time, you mentioned somebody that might be in the musical field. I think I can remember that a little bit. You know, and so this might be that, and that might open up to something romantic. Because I will tell you this much. The person that you end up with, Woody, is musical. I see that with everything inside of me. Definitely a singer, has a beautiful voice. When she opens her voice, it's almost like an angel singing. It's just a beautiful, beautiful voice. I can almost hear it in my head here. And beautiful woman, inside and out. And so, definitely see that for you. So, okay. Hopefully that helps.
Okay. Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you, Woody. Okay. All right. When you call into the program, please be in an area that you're not going to have distractions, because I will tell you, when I'm tuned into Spirit, it distracts me a little bit when I hear background noise, and we don't want that. So if you would like to call in, you can do so. Just keep in mind that there's not a lot of background noise, because it does distract me a lot, guys. So I would appreciate it. Also, while I got a moment here, let's give you some guidelines. When you do call into the program, anytime you call into the program, I ask for you to ask one question per caller. The reason why I ask you to do that is because a lot of times we get a lot of callers. Today's not one of those days yet, but we do get a lot of callers at times. And so, we got to try to keep things flowing. And so keep things flowing. Let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 928. Could you say your name for me, please?
Alvina.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I would like a general love read for 11 relationships.
Okay. Okay. So, are you in a relationship now?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Let's see. Look, I'm gonna be quiet for just a second, okay? Because I see something popping up here, and I want to double check this, okay?
Okay.
Is there somebody that you have in mind? Because I keep seeing a guy around you.
There's two
looks like there's there, yeah, there's looks like there's a couple. Is there a couple?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me look here, because I saw at least two, and they just jumped out here. When you started talking, I saw two guys just jump out in my vision here, and so that's very interesting. Why are you apprehensive on this, or why do I feel some apprehension on your part?
I don't know.
Okay. You're just not sure about these guys, or because I will tell you, these guys are pretty good, but there is somebody better coming in the picture. I mean, you know, if you want to go with either one of these, that'd be okay. But there is somebody better coming into your path here. And a better choice for you. And it looks like to me, looks like about the end of August, this person pops in. This is not a person that you know. You've not met them. They're not even around yet. But they're going to pop in here. It looks like about August. Now the person
that's
coming.
What do you get on the other two people? Like the other two people that you're picking up on. Like what can you get off of them?
I'm just telling you that either one of them would be okay. That's all I'm picking up on them. I'm telling you, there's
no.
there's a better choice coming up in August, okay?
I actually have a what else can you tell me about the other two people?
Okay, you're gonna have to get a full reading if you want that information, because I'm not picking it up right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You know, that's what I just told you, you know, that somebody's coming into your life in August, and I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to answer a whole bunch of questions on air. I just won't do it. So if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can go to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. I don't mean to be rude, but it's not fair to me to ask me a whole bunch of questions, okay? All right, let's go ahead and talk to 561. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kasia.
Kasia, I'm good. How are you doing? I love your name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's actually Kathy in Polish, so I just stuck with that.
Okay.
I have a question about my work. I was wondering how secure my position is, because it seems as though my boss has been a bit stressed lately, and I don't know if it's something, you know, that he's got personal against me, or is it just, you know, I'm just concerned
with
this economy.
Yeah, the one thing that I would tell you, your boss is definitely stressed out. I don't think it has anything to do with you at all. I will tell you that. I don't see it being anything personal. He is
mm-hmm.
just stressed out with work, with life in general. He's just stressed out. I feel really sorry for him, because he's just basically stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is stressing you out, because it gives you this insecurity, you know, about your job and the job is your finances. And so that just makes you feel very insecure right now. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
It makes you a little nervous. Everything inside of me is telling me that your job's okay. I don't see if you do leave there, it's going to be your choice, but I wouldn't see you leaving there maybe next year. But I don't see anything that's showing me at this moment in time that your job is at jeopardy at this moment. If you do leave your job, it will be by your choice.
Okay.
And there's a possibility, and there is a possibility, I will tell you, Agasha, that there is a possibility that there is a job change for you next year. I feel like that somebody's going to offer you something with a little bit more money, and that's going to be for you to think about. I would see this coming into play here possibly this time next year, But like I said, if you leave that job, it's your decision, not because you get laid off or you get fired or anything like that, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're
welcome. You have a great day, and I appreciate you calling in. Hey, by the way, I love your energy. Your energy is really awesome. Don't hang up yet because I'm seeing something that just popped into my vision that I might need to talk to you about, so just hold on with me, okay? Because
okay.
I just saw something popping up here that I want to double check. I don't want to miss something with you, all right? I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I'm going to ask you a question because I do see something popping up here that concerns me a little bit. How's your health been? Have you been feeling okay? Because I keep seeing health issues with you.
I actually just been to a doctor recently and had some tests done.
Okay. All right. I don't see anything serious, but, you know, keep an eye on things. I don't know what I'm feeling. And this could be just stress here. You know, stress does a number to our body sometimes. Do you have a problem breathing, or who had problems breathing? Because I can't catch like a breath. This would be a woman, would be on your mother's side, if this is a spirit.
My mom had trouble breathing, you know, right before she passed. So
okay.
She was,
yeah, because it's like I'm shallow breathing. I'm not taking a deep breath. It's just very shallow. At this moment in time, I'm going to say that this is your mother coming through, so I'm going to recognize her at this moment in time, because everything that just happened is telling me to do that. She's just telling me, do you look like her? Why would she recognize her in you? Because she's saying that
yes.
You have a lot of her in you.
Yes, I do look like
okay.
her.
Okay. And she's, okay, are you a little stubborn? Because she's saying that you're a little bullheaded sometimes. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely, yes. I say I'm very stubborn.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to work on that. She says that you get that from her. She was like that sometimes. But she just loves you. She's around you. And my job is to pass that on to you, and I didn't want to miss that. So hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in today.
Oh, God, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Wonderful
All right.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, and that's my job. I mean, you know, I have to be able to, you know, be able to flow, be able to see spirits. And I love it when your loved ones just pop in like that. I was like, whoa. And I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. You know, I don't take it for granted. I also will tell you that there's a lamp that's sitting right beside me. It has a brand new bulb in it, and it's starting to blink as I'm talking about spirits. So if there is somebody that you would like to try to get in contact with, we're going to open up things right now for a mediumship. I do have to go into a different energy to do that. So I will tell you that I do fill my room where I'm in at the moment, filling up with spirits. It's almost like they're standing in line. So it's very interesting to watch. I wish you could see what I see. I mean, that would be amazing. But 347-327-9316. Let's talk to Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you? Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
I'm sorry. I'm actually out of that work here. I had to run to the next room just to speak to you. How are you today?
Okay. I am good. I thought you were running. I think she's doing something. So, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how can I help?
Basically, I just have a question. Someone suggested that I try online dating, and I wanted to see if you see anything good happening for that.
Okay.
Would that be a good idea?
Okay. All right. I'm having a little bit of problem hearing you, but let me repeat back to you what I think your question is to be sure I have the right question, okay?
Okay.
The question that I heard from you is you're thinking about somebody suggested online dating, and you're wondering from spirit if that's okay. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I had the water turned on. A friend of mine suggested that I try online dating, and I wanted to see if it's a good idea. But I won't start now. It will be like about 6 or 7 months from now.
I'm kind of busy. Yeah, right now you are a little busy. Right now, Spirit wants me to tell you that you are right about the timeline on here. You know, some months down the line here, because you really still need to work on yourself. You really need to focus on you. That's what Spirit wants for you at the moment.
Yes.
But but the online dating, I will tell you, normally I say no. Normally I say no. But this time Spirit is saying yes. And so it does look okay. I don't see any problems. You're actually going to meet your soulmate that way. I definitely see that. And this really surprises me, because normally Spirit is a little iffy about this. But when you first started talking, when you mentioned online dating, I saw a green light immediately. And so I got excited for you, because I definitely saw a really awesome guy that is waiting there for you, just waiting for you to click that mouse and get on there, okay? And so that's awesome. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with online dating. You know, online dating does get a bad rap every once in a while, and, of course, you have to be careful, you know. But
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, because you never know. Anybody can say who they are and whatever.
I totally agree.
But you're very smart. You got wisdom beyond your years.
Thank you. And so
you're not going to just give out your personal information and all that stuff to anybody.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I will tell you that the guy is a little bit long distance to begin with, but I do feel like that he will move towards you. Okay. I will tell you, it does look like it's going to be long distance for a little bit. But that's okay. That's okay.
And so
definitely see that. But to answer your question, it's definitely a yes. And, you know, take a few months here to yourself still, and don't rush into anything.
I totally agree. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Stacy.
All right. Appreciate you calling.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. If you would like to be a part of the program, please call me. I have one more call, 347-327-9316, if you would like to be a part of the program. I am not going to – all of a sudden, Spirit told me not to take any more Skype calls. Rose, I don't know why. We're just going to go with Spirit, so no Skype calls can get in, please. But if you would like to call in and dial and you got a phone, 347-327-9316. I normally take Skype calls, but I will tell you that Spirit just told me not to take any more Skype calls. I don't know why. There's probably a good reason for it. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Let's say hi to my good friend in Indiana, Margie. Hi, Margie.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Actually, I wasn't going to call in. I was just going to listen. But when you said something about mediumship, I just picked up the phone. I said, okay, here I am.
All right. I talk to you every once in a while, and I don't remember things. So
that's okay.
If I remembered every reading that I did,
you would be wonderful.
I'd probably somewhere else, in a little room somewhere, going da 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 da.
Yeah.
I can't do that. And I believe Spirit protects me, and a lot of mediums would probably tell you that. Do you have a brother in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Immediately when we first started talking, he's coming across to me as young. Was he young when he passed?
47.
Okay, I call that young. Okay, I call that young. I actually call 75 young, but, hey, you know, when you get closer to those numbers, they get younger. Okay.
Yes, they do.
Yes. So, but let me. Now, were you guys close? Why was he telling me that? Okay, was there... Okay, just... Did he pass of an illness? Or,
yes.
Okay. Because he's telling me that he... Was he sick for a while? Because he's telling me he was sick for a little bit here.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. All right. Were you there when he passed?
Cause he's no.
Saying that you, okay, he's saying that you weren't there and you're feeling... Did you feel guilty about that, not being there?
I tried.
He's telling me that you're feeling guilty, and I'm going to go with him.
Okay.
yeah. and you might, you know, and hey, I'm just going to go with him because he's telling that, you know, that you were trying to get there, or that, you know, you just couldn't get there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That is very true.
Okay. Yeah, and he's telling me that, you know, he loves you, and he didn't want you there. He made it impossible for you to get there, actually, because he didn't want you there. He didn't want you to see that moment, you know. And he says that he is very happy. He's around you a lot. He's making a reference. He's making a reference, Margie. He's making a reference here to something he gave you right at that last year of his life. Was there something special that he gave you?
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, it might come back. It might come to you. It looks like maybe a Christmas gift or something he's making a reference to. Because I see Christmas trees. I'm seeing things that represent Christmas to me. Now, I could be off on the timing. I will tell you that I could be off on the timing. But I feel like that the gift came around Christmas time. I could be off on the year. So you might want to look at that and pay attention to that, but he's around you. And he just wants you to know that he's happy, he's healthy, and you know. Was there just a baby boy just born? Like in the last 3 years?
Baby boy.
Last 3 years.
Not in our immediate family.
Okay.
I mean,
like
not my brothers and sisters or anything
like that. All
right,
and there's nobody pregnant at the moment?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's a possibility, but she checked a couple of weeks ago, and she said she wasn't, so.
Okay, all right, because I keep seeing a little boy. I'm going to say that there's a little boy coming. I'm going to say next year.
Okay, that's good. That's better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say next year, definitely. So,
because her little one's only 4 months, so it's kind of like, not yet.
Yeah, they don't want them that close,
I don't want them that close.
No, a lot of people, I don't even think the parents want them that close, I don't think. That's a little close. But hopefully that helps you. And I feel like you have a question. You have a question really quick here?
Not really.
Okay.
Like I said, I wasn't even going to call in, but.
Okay. All right. All right. You know, I appreciate you calling in, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All righty. Thank you, Margie.
All right. Thank you, Margie. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to 352. Could you – well, hold on. Everybody moved. 352, could you please say your name for me, please?
Yes. My name is Andrea, and I'm from Florida.
Okay, Andrea, how can I help you today?
I wanted to know, I talked to you like a couple of weeks ago about, longer than that, about a guy, and you said if he doesn't, he might lose me if he doesn't really connect with me. So I wanted to know about that.
Oh, okay, I think I remember this. You guys were having some communication issues. He just wasn't talking to you. You want to talk to him, you got a lot to say to him. he's just not listening, and he doesn't want to talk. It's funny because when I'm looking at him, it's like immediately when I looked at him, it was like I saw these two hands go over his ears. It's like, I'm not listening. But I believe he loves you. And, you know, I think he really cares about you, but I don't get the idea why he doesn't want to talk to you, why he doesn't want to listen. You know, this is just him. Now, if he keeps on that path, he's going to lose you. because you're not going to put up with this much longer. I mean, I just feel like that you're reaching the end of your rope, and you're going, hey, you know, I need some answers. And my answer to you is, you know, if he doesn't communicate with you within a month here, I would say by September, you need to really consider, hey, it might be time to move on. If you if you make that choice, that's your choice, of course. But if you choose to do that, then I do feel like that somebody else will pop into your path, but I wouldn't see that person coming in until next year, about the first of next year. Because you just need some time to yourself and things like that. Does that make any sense to you? Because that's what I'm seeing at the moment here. I just feel like you're about to walk, and you know, he's going like I said before, you know, I can remember this now, you know, he's gonna miss out on a wonderful woman, which is you. Because you got awesome energy, you're an awesome person. I can feel your spirit from where I'm at, and you got awesome energy. He's gonna be the one loses out here. But I don't know how we're going to get him on the same page. I will tell you, I don't know how we're going to get his hands off of his ears. So
is it something like I should reach out again? Like, I reached out to him. We haven't talked in a while.
Right.
And then I talked to him today, and he was like, I really do like you. And
right. Yeah, he really does. He really does care about you. And this is where I'm getting frustrated, because I can see this guy really cares about you. I just don't know how I could get the fire built underneath him to get him to actually talk to you, and open up to you. I mean, that's all you want from him, and I just don't know how I can get this done. You know, I'll be praying about this, but you know, right now, you know, what I'm seeing happening here is you're going to walk. And I don't want that, because I really feel like that you guys can work this out, but it's just been a while, and it's frustrating. And Spirit's saying you can't reach out to him. He needs to reach out to you. He needs to make that step to you. And so, you know, I'm hoping he can. And he can. He can do it. You know, will he is the answer, you know, is the question here, is will he step out? And right now, as a reader, I'm not seeing it. I'm really sorry. I'm not seeing him doing it. And it makes me sad. It really honestly does.
I mean, is he, like, talking to someone else? I mean...
Nope. There's no other person. That's the first thing I checked. There's no other person around. I don't know. Why? There's no other woman that he's even interested in. So this is what frustrates me. Because he really loves you. And I don't know... You know, this is just something, a personal thing with him, a personal block he has, and I don't know what it is. I wish I did, because then I would know how to pray for him. But this is just a personal block in his own life. There is nobody else that that's even on his radar screen except you. And so, you know, and so I don't know. Yeah, that's what I say. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't even know.
Yeah, but,
I'm having a problem with. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What would you like to say, really quick?
I was having a problem with that in the moving thing, but other than that, life is good.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, life is good. I do definitely see a move for you. I would say that's pretty quick. But you know, as far as this relationship goes, as I get ready to say goodbye to you, I would just give it, you know, maybe another month here, you know, bear through August here. If it doesn't get better, then in September you're going to have to make a decision, because it's not fair to you, and you need to be fair to yourself. You got so much love to give, and you just need to find the right person. And I hope that here in a month that you call back to my show and say, hey, Michael, you know, things turned around, and he's talking to me, and we're good. I would be so happy. I'm gonna be praying for that to happen. Okay.
You're not picking up on another guy that likes me. Or are we still talking about?
I'm talking about the same guy that's not talking to you right now.
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm focused on. Yeah. Yeah. So okay.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye bye. All right. Let's go ahead and move on here in a minute as Rose screens this call for me. And while we're doing that, I need a little break, so we won't be gone very long. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back with your calls, hopefully. 347-327-9316, and Rosa will be screening that call here in just a short minute. All right, we'll be right back. Back in, let's talk to Lori. Oh, hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because I lost my engagement ring. And
okay.
I was just wondering if you picked up any energy, if it's near me or...
Okay. I want you to do something for me which would help me. I want you to actually put your finger on that where the ring would be, and I want you to send me a picture of that ring, what it looks like, okay? I don't want you to tell me what it looks like. I want you to send me a picture of that ring through your head, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to do that now for me, okay?
All right. I have pictures of it. Let me see.
Okay. All right. I want you to just focus on the ring.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Are you focusing? Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to send that image of that ring to my head at this moment. Okay? Right now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. I got it. All right. It's where you are. Wherever you are, that's where it is. Are you at home?
I am at home.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna with your permission, can I look around your home? I have to have your permission to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna see if we can. Okay. Because I have to have your permission. You might feel my presence in your home for a minute. So that's just me. If you feel anything. Okay. Let me see. Because it's like it slipped off of your hand somehow. See if I can see this. Do you have a blue chair? Why would I see blue?
A blue chair?
Yeah, there's something blue.
A light blue maybe.
Because I would check in the chair that you sit in the most. I would check there, but I also would check that blue chair because I feel like it's in the side of the chair. It feels like to me it slipped off your hand somehow and went down in that chair. I would shake that chair and I would look there because that's where I am being drawn. Okay, there's actually two chairs. There's one that you sit in a lot, and then there's another chair. So I would focus on both of those, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and when you find it, not if you find it, but when you find it, drop me an email, let me know. I would appreciate it.
Absolutely, I certainly will.
Okay, all right. I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I helped you.
Thank you, you did. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it. Let me focus here again. Let me focus. I shouldn't be second-guessing myself, but let me check here just one more time. Because this is, you know, I understand. I mean, this is an engagement ring. This represents love. And, let me focus. Yeah, this is in the chair that you sit in the most. Okay, as you sit in the chair, I'm going to tell you where even to look. When you're sitting in a chair, it's to your left. Look in that left part of the chair. It's right there. I feel like it's hooked on something, but it's right in that chair, okay? All right, let's go ahead and talk to my good friend and actually a person that helps me out a whole lot, Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Hi, I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm not so sure, but I just really felt like I should call in.
Okay, do you have a prayer request? I feel like there's something you want us to pray about. Is there something that's on your heart today? Because I just feel prayer. What's going on?
I really need some prayer from my eldest son and his wife especially.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and pray right now, and we'll send energy into this situation. You know, the one thing that I'll tell you, Connie, and you already know this, you don't need me telling you this, but, you know, just hand them over to Spirit and this situation over to Spirit, which we're about to do. And, you know, it will work out according to the way it is. I will tell you that I do feel like that there is a separation here and a necessary separation. But we're going to go ahead and pray that Spirit, you know, works out according to Spirit's plan for everybody involved. You know, sometimes, you know, unfortunately, Connie, sometimes relationships have to come to an end just because they're unhealthy or whatever. And so, you know, I feel like that this is coming to an end, but we're going to hand it over to Spirit and let Spirit work with us, okay? Father, Mother God, we just thank you for Connie, and we thank you for her son and you know, the situation with this relationship. Father, Mother God, we just pray that you would have your will in this. You know, I'm seeing that it's coming to an end, but, you know, if you want it to mend, if you want it to get back together, then that's awesome. But, Father, Mother God, if you don't, then I ask that you would help heal the hurts that will possibly be there and just heal this relationship, you know, and have your way in these people's lives. And we just thank you again for them, and we thank you for Connie. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, Connie, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me pull a card for you really quick. Spirit just directed me to a card. So let's go ahead and pull a card for you. The yin-yang card, creating harmony through balance. The one thing I would tell you, watch your emotions tonight. I feel like you're going to have a little bit of a problem with your emotions later. There's just an energy shift going on our planet right now. And this moon has really affected a lot of people's emotions.
There was emotional overload in the store today where I was.
I've been avoiding. I've been avoiding public. it's just crazy right now. And so, and unfortunately, you know, I feel like that this energy is going to last through the weekend here, and so you're going to see a lot of more explosive personalities. And things like that. So just be aware of that. But for you overall, it looks like tonight some things might be popping up. You know, with your son, you know, this is never easy. And also, I feel like some other family things might be popping up here later on this evening. So if you need me, you know how to get hold of me. But, you know, but just watch that, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Connie.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, yeah. So, okay, we're actually, I think we're just going to head and go, Rosa, we're just going to wrap up today. And so I don't see any other reason for us to be on too much longer. Just feel like Spirit wanted us to be on for a little bit here. But I do appreciate everybody listening. I really do, live and archived. Archive listeners, I appreciate you guys so much. You know, now remember, I do have Pentecostal background, so, you know, I did say we were going to wrap up. That could be another hour here, but we are going to wrap up. We're not going to have any more calls. You know, the one thing that I want to share with you, and also, okay, all of a sudden I feel like that there might be a channel message here. But the one thing I want to tell you is, you're loved. Do you know that? I just want you to focus on that right now. I want you to focus on love. A lot of you don't even know what that is, unfortunately. So I want you to get in your head, what does love look like to you? What does it look like? I want you to feel that. I want you to smell it. I want you to experience it for you. You know, because everybody experiences things differently. Everybody feels things differently. Everybody sees things differently. We're not robots. There's only one Michael, and a lot of people would probably say, thank God. But there's only one Michael. There's only one Rose. There's only one Connie. There's only one Woody. There's only one you. And you might not even realize this, but you're wonderful just the way you are. Just the way you are. Do you know that we're too critical on ourselves? One thing, when I was down in Colorado for 5 days, and one thing that Spirit really meditated with me about and talked to me about was, you know, that we're too hard, we're too critical on ourselves. And I believe that to be true, because there was a time in my life that I was my worst enemy. I cut myself down more than anybody else could do. I said negative things to myself more than anybody else could say. But I don't do that anymore. Because you know why I don't do that anymore? Because I love me. A sign that you might not love yourself is if you're being too hard on yourself. You know, we get frustrated with other people judging us, but you know that we judge ourselves more than anybody else? I don't know why I'm talking like this, but this is the way the Spirit has me talking, so this is the way we're going to talk for a minute. We're just too hard on ourselves. We live in the land of what ifs and what could have been, and not in the now. We live sometimes too much in what is coming and not right now. We need to focus now. You know, when I was flying, and you've heard me tell this story, you know, I was going away for 5 days. I went to Colorado. And before the trip, every time I looked at the trip, I saw my plane crashing. I every single time I looked at it. I talked to a lot of my friends, and I told them, I said, should I even go? But because I wasn't sure if it was my fear or if it was Spirit, and I believe now that it was Spirit, trying to show me that there was a possibility, a potential, that something could go wrong. And I remember getting ready to leave on that Wednesday, or the Tuesday night before. I was going to leave on a Wednesday. On Tuesday night before my trip, I checked it one more time, and I saw the same thing. So I wrote some letters, because I wasn't sure. I didn't know for sure. I wrote some letters to some people, and and, you know, telling them how much they meant to me and, you know, and things like that. I almost taped a show just in case for you all. And I remember the plane that possibly could have went down was my flight from Dallas to Denver. And I remember sitting there at the gate 30 minutes before my flight. And I wasn't sure. I told Spirit, I said, it's in your hands. And if this is the way that I'm supposed to leave the planet, then so be it. But if it's not the way, if it's not what you have for me or for the people that I'm watching at this moment, and I saw little boys and little girls and babies, and it was sad to think that, you know, possibly this was our way of leaving. And I remember going into the restroom because I didn't want people to see me crying. And I went into the restroom and I just started praying. And I said, let this cup pass if it's not the cup that you have for us. If this is not what you have for us, let it pass. And you know, I went back out and I sat back down and we had a few more minutes left. And all of a sudden I saw the lady pick up the mic. And she said, flight so-and-so has been delayed due to a mechanical failure. And I just thanked Spirit. I didn't care at that moment who saw me crying because I was so thankful because I knew what could have happened. I was seeing it. There was no doubt in my mind that that plane was going down. There was no doubt in my mind. But Spirit intervened, and that's what I'm telling you. It might look hard, and it might look rough, and Spirit might be calling you to do something. And I trusted Spirit. I gave it to Spirit. I told Spirit, I said, if this is the way I leave, then so be it. But if you still want me on planet Earth, then change it. We don't understand tragedies. We don't understand things like that. It was hard. I remember on my trip, we were in Aurora, Colorado. And we were driving. We were just driving around. And I think we were leaving from someplace else. And I happened to look over to my left, and a lot of you, if you remember, Aurora, Colorado, had an issue, had a tragedy of their own, and I looked over to my left, and I saw this theater. I had forgotten a little bit, I will admit, I had forgotten a little, but I didn't forget for very long. Because when I looked over to my left and I looked at the theater, I saw angels. And a lot of you might not believe this, and that's your choice, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. But I saw angels above the theater, just watching down. I saw those people that had passed. I could almost see them like in the clouds just being there. They weren't earthbound anymore. I don't want you to think they're earthbound because they're not. But they were just there. And I saw smiles on their faces. I didn't see tragedy on their faces. I didn't see pain in them. I saw love. We don't understand why a person walked into a theater that night and mowed down them. We don't understand that. But I will tell you, it was so awesome for me as a medium to look over there and not see tragedy, but to see love, to see life, to see joy. There weren't a lot of cars in the parking lot. A lot of people might be still a little bit afraid. And that's their stuff, and that's okay. That's where they are. But I will tell you, I would have no problem walking in there because it's surrounded by love. They don't have any hurt. They don't have any anger. They don't have any of that stuff. Some of their family members, yes, have anger towards the person that did this. But they don't. They don't have it. And it was so awesome to see that. And it was so awesome to experience that. Because immediately when I saw the theater, I said, okay, wait, I've seen this theater before. And I had seen it before surrounded by police tape and anger and death. But I didn't see that when I drove by it this time. I didn't see that, and it was so awesome. I just wanted to share that with you, and I don't know why. Maybe it will help you somehow. Yeah. So maybe it will help. You know, it's the same way when I go through Joplin, Missouri. You know, Joplin, Missouri, for a lot of people, you know, that it was hit by an F5 tornado a couple years ago. And I sort of grew up in Joplin. I don't live very far from Joplin. And when the tornado hit there, it was hard on me. It was very hard on me. A lot of people know that. It was very hard on me. And I still have my moments. But when I drive through Joplin now, I see hope rising out of the ashes. And maybe your life right now looks like all you see is ashes. One of my favorite stories is about a phoenix. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. It's a myth, but maybe it's true, and I want to share it with you. There's a myth that says that the phoenix goes into a nest and it burns up, and out of those ashes rises another phoenix, a beautiful phoenix, a better phoenix, a stronger phoenix. And I know in my own life there has been times that Spirit has put me in the nest, caught it on fire, and had to burn up the old phoenix. But out of those ashes, when people thought that I was done, when people thought, man, he's never going to rise again, we've heard the last of him, he will never, ever speak again, then there was a rustle in that nest. Something began to move. A lot of people thought it was just the wind blowing. But all of a sudden, something began to rise out of those ashes. Something began to come out of there stronger, bigger, better, focused on what the phoenix had to do. So maybe right now your life feels like that you are dying out. And maybe you are. And maybe that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Maybe right now your life is in ashes. But my friend, there is something stirring. Please listen. The next voice you're going to hear is a channeled message from Spirit directly to you. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. We come to you today. to let you know that you are loved. For inside of you is the strength of all. For inside of you is us. You are not weak, but you are powerful, way beyond anything that you could imagine. It is time for you to rise. It is time for you to flutter. It is time for you to come out of those ashes of yesterday and to begin to flow into now. It is time for you to be all that you can be. It is time for you to shine. We leave you at this moment with those words, for it is time for you to rise. Okay, I am going to let you go for today. I do appreciate you being here. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. The one thing I want to leave you with, and I will tell you, the dogs, you heard the dogs barking. They felt that energy. That's what was going on. They were feeling that. So I will tell you, there's something moving, guys. Let it move. Come out of those yesterdays. Rise into the moment. Because when I did, there was an amazing transformation. I broke through my yesterdays, and now I live right here in the now moment. I don't worry about what's coming up. And when you can get in the now moment, when you realize that all you really have is now, you'll live. You will. You will, definitely. All right. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We're going to close out with a song. Which one is a good question? I have a whole bunch of them. So how about, let's see. How about this one? Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
that's where we have to see the light within. I forgot something, and it just didn't seem right to me. I forgot to say goodbye, as we always say goodbye. So let me give you some information first. If you would like to get a reading with me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.com. The official website for this show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you would like to drop me an email, I would love to hear from you. You can do that by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com. Okay? The official website for the show, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. My website is www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay. You guys know this, so let's say it together. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. When are we going to be back on air? I wouldn't say until Monday, and Monday I do have a guest. He has been here before. Shawn Michael will be with us Monday. Wednesday we have Michael Mapes with us, and then on Friday I will be here. Okay, so that's the week ahead. Monday, Shawn Michael. Wednesday, Michael Mapes. And then me. All right. So we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Fasten your seatbelts and have a good one. And remember this. Trust spirit. Okay? So me saying goodbye to you. See you guys later. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.